Hello, Caymanians, residents, and friends in the diaspora. Despite my constituents, some colleagues, friends, among others, who insist I should remain in office as the Speaker of the House, I have given the matter serious consideration. I'm very much fully aware of the political nature the matter has taken on and the negative impact and toll it takes and continues to take on my constituents, my colleagues, my family, the wider country, and the diaspora. Having emotional distraught, it caused grief, mental anguish, and various damages to our well-being. In light of the circumstances, I have taken the decision and tendered my resignation on Tuesday, the 3rd of October, to take effect the 30th of November to the Premier. It will go to the clerk today also. I do so in the interest of all parties. My record of service and contribution to the Cayman Islands will stand the test of time, and history will show that I have done as much for the growth and development of this country, taking care of our people as best as we could over the years, as any other elected member of the Honorable House.